You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Woo! Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to a brand new week with the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Woo! How'd we do this morning with the My Talkies?
We went 0-3.
Yeah, just as expected. Okay.
And I only had passing knowledge of those nominees, those that we nominated on behalf of the show.
Yeah.
We went through three categories this morning, and this is a week-long thing, so make sure that you're listening to the morning show all week at 8 a.m., the My Talk Awards. Our second time we've done this. It's a lot of fun. Then you got people from different shows coming on, defending their nominations, et cetera, and then arguing about who won. We did Streaming Show of the Year, Asshat of the Year, and Actor of the Year. And so we as a show nominated for Streaming Show, The Dropout.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That got a total of 7% of the vote.
We that nominated, was all me, by the way.
Elon Musk was our Asshat of the Year.
Okay, that had a chance.
That came in second place. We had 30% of the vote. Kanye won that, though, with some 40-plus percent of the vote. By the way, Streaming Show of the Year ended up going to White Lotus.
Oh, for sure.
And then Actor of the Year, the Donna and Steve Experience nominated Harry Styles. And by the Donna and Steve Experience, I mean Donna. And
he was like our third pick.
Well, he was the one that I had to go out and defend.
So sorry. I'm sure I'll have some bad ones to deal with tomorrow. Okay, and then finally.
That was our third category.
Okay, Harry Styles was, I mean, he's a good actor.
Oh, Donna.
He is. Oh my God, Holly, did you see him in that movie? Don't Worry, Darling.
He played Jack in Don't Worry, Darling. I learned that
excellent
this morning.
In that movie.
Well, the Academy didn't agree because Austin Butler ended up winning that.
How do you compete with that guy?
And then who came in second? It wasn't Harry Styles.
It was Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah. Oh, no, so pedestrian.
Well, listen.
Whatever.
He won. So we were 0-3.
That's fine.
But we don't have to care as much if we lose because the idea of, hey, give the winning show a floating holiday so we can just decide to run a best of whenever we want. That got shot down.
To that. I know. I like the idea too.
Well, it got shot down.
But
that means that the stakes are lower for us personally, which feels better now
that we
started with a zero, a goose egg.
You're right.
Right out of the gate. But it was very fun. It was fun getting to, you know, be on the radio with people that you're not normally on the radio
with. Sounded like you guys were having a great time.
We had a good time. What, you can't have fun anymore?
Yeah, you can. Who do I have to defend tomorrow? Do we know?
I couldn't even understand. The format of the email on my phone was looking off.
Oh,
so
wow,
I legit didn't know. And then Grant was like, here, maybe I can get you a copy of a paper that I have. Grant was reading from printed off notes that Lori had sent him to read. And if for any of you who think, oh, that's a cute gimmick, that's kind of a fun bit, shtick. It's not. Mm-mm. It's Grant's real life.
Legit.
And each time that one of his, and I think he had two winners today. I think Loj had two winners.
He just had the one.
Just one winner. Okay.
Jason and Alexis had one.
Okay.
TV show of the year, going to the White Lotus.
Oh, that's right. I'm thinking they won twice because of Austin Butler, because Lori said, essentially, I'm abandoning our nomination. I side with the Academy here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And even the Academy was like, Lori, what were you thinking?
Yes.
Wow. Well, tomorrow it's Actress of the Year.
Okay.
Movie of the Year. And Most Valuable Celebrity.
What are our nominees?
Our nominees.
Who will you be defending?
Actress is Amber Heard.
This is right up your alley. That'll be organic for
That's
you.
For her role in the defamation case.
Yeah. Crocodile tears.
Yep.
Okay, that's what you're saying.
Okay, so we got her. We got Top Gun Maverick. And
we saw it together.
I know.
Movie theater.
Wait, who's our most valuable celebrity? I believe we have Prince Harry.
Oh.
He was pretty valuable this past year. I mean, everybody wanted to interview him. Everybody did interview him.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to be able to defend these really well.
Oh, Harry.
May I ask a question?
Oh, sure.
May we look ahead, deep tease style, to Wednesday? Can you just tell me, I will be back on the show, I think, on Wednesday, defending our next round. Who should I be researching before then?
Okay, comeback of the year. I believe we have Lindsay Lohan. Oh, no, gosh. Reality show. You're not going to be
Lindsay Lohan we have?
I guess.
Are you sure that's ours? Well, yes. I don't know. I don't know that story. Well, I have to read up on that. Was it because of the Greek nightclub or something?
No, she had a role in a movie.
Lindsay Lohan had her
Scream.
Own. No, her own holiday movie on Netflix. And it was very popular.
Are you sure that's our submission? We submitted that?
Well, she was probably our third choice, but that's what they gave us because if we had repeats. So the way it works is each show had to give three choices. And if there were repeats, then they were assigned to one show. Probably lost out on the other two.
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan, it's a good nomination. Tough category. Competing against the Vikings Colt biggest NFL comeback from LoJ.
Oh, wow.
Huge.
Brendan Fraser from Bradley and Dawn.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Kihei Kwan. Jason and Alexis, Everything Everywhere All at Once, and the Academy selecting Kate Bush, charting again after decades.
That's pretty good.
Running up that hill.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. I'll vote for Kate Bush there. I'm going to switch my allegiance. What reality show do I have to defend?
You're not going to like this.
Is it some? Does it start with an RH?
Nope. Below Deck.
All right. I'll look it up. I know that it's
about. It's good. It's obsessive.
I've seen like half of an episode. There was an old-timey sea captain-looking guy who ended up retiring. I think he just walked away from the show.
Old-timey sea captain.
Yeah, and they cater to rich people on yachts.
Correct.
Wonderful.
It's great.
All
it's
right.
addictive.
There's my defense of that.
And then we'll win this one, The Slap.
Is this, what's that?
The Academy, Will Smith.
No, but is it the I know that, but the viral moment of the year?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's got to be The Slap.
There is Wednesday's dance. Corn Kid. Don't Worry, Darling, Spitgate. That was good, too.
Yeah, that was good.
And the Barbie pictures. I guess from the movie?
Yes, when they went rollerblading on Venice Beach.
Yes.
Oh.
Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling.
Gosling with his white hair.
Let me tell you, Donna, Steve, you guys got this one.
I think so.
I think so, too.
That's one of the biggest viral moments, I would argue, in the last decade, in terms of how it stopped time on Twitter. And everybody remembers seeing The Slap for the first time. I mean, crazy as it sounds, I'm not saying it's a where were you when JFK was shot moment, but everybody had that same, like, wait, what? And the interesting thing about The Slap was the taste didn't leave our mouth. For weeks, just couldn't figure it out. It just kept feeling so surreal and upsetting and odd and sad. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. You got this. You got this, buddy boo. By the way, it's raining men in Minneapolis, apparently. I don't know if you guys heard this. I'll just mention this very quickly. According to census data, the city with the most single people is Richmond, Virginia. But the city with the most single men is Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Wow.
Isn't that cray-cray? Mm.
Wow, Z's.
Yeah, so if you're listening elsewhere and you're a single lady, come on and move to Minneapolis. We'll welcome you with open arms.
And a negative 20-degree wind chill.
You got it, buddy. All righty. On that note, when we come back... Oh, Holly and I are watching the same show.
Oh.
And this one is on Peacock, of all places. And it's getting a lot of buzz. We'll tell you what we're watching, what we think of it when we come right back on My Talk. Feeling Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. Holly Roberts with us for hour one. By the way, you are going to have, Steve, a Monday morning movie review coming out in a little bit.
Indeed, I will. 9:30. It's embargoed until then. I was commissioned to watch Galaxy Quest as Holly tries to get me up to speed with pop culture touchstone movies. You just want to be in the know for conversation, etc. And so I watched Galaxy Quest over the weekend. We'll talk about that and then give out next week's assignment.
Yes.
And you can always watch along with these if you want as well. So 9:30, that happens. 10:30, college pop culture knowledge. 11:30, cover story. Our favorite musical game.
Yeah,
certainly
today.
Mine.
We do that on Mondays?
Don't we do it on Mondays?
I thought we did it on Tuesdays.
I thought we did it on... I don't know.
I don't care. Anyway, I tried to find Galaxy Quest to watch as well, but I couldn't find it anywhere without having
Amazon
to pay
Prime.
For it. Yeah. No, I think you had to pay for it. Yeah?
I don't
know. Okay.
I don't think
All
I
right.
did.
I wonder if Steve would like Poker Face. Probably not.
Maybe. I like poker.
Yeah.
Texas Hold'em.
So there's a Natasha Lyonne, I guess you could call it a procedural, a mystery.
It's a whodunit. It's like Columbo.
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
And she's very Columbo-ish.
Yes.
In her, you know, her character is very much like an updated Columbo, which is probably one of the greatest whodunits of all time.
Columbo?
Oh, my God. So good. So good. So yeah, it's kind of like there's a mystery of the week type of situation. I didn't read anything about this before I watched it. And so I went into the first episode and I was like, okay, this is really good. Really good. Adrian Brody. Brody?
Yes.
That's his name, right? God, I feel like I haven't said that name in a long time. He's in the first episode. He is fantastic.
He's a good actor.
He's a fine actor. Wow, wee, is he good. Benjamin Bratt is also in this, and he is a regular. Otherwise, you pretty much get different people every episode.
Don't confuse it with Poker Face, as I just did, the movie with Russell Crowe that came out in 2022. I'm just saying.
Anybody see that movie?
I don't know where it went, but I'm just saying when I said Poker Face, that's what it pulled up on me.
Oh, and I got Lady Gaga.
I like it.
Okay, so Holly, what do you think of this?
I'm all in.
You are?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I like the style of the, you know, mystery of the week.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hang out with... This is a vibe show in as much as, like, if you enjoy Natasha Lyonne and you want to hang out with her because she does a variation on a character. If you saw Russian Doll on Netflix, Charlie is like a cousin to that character in Russian Doll.
Yes.
And it's a great cast. A rotating roster of celebrities every week.
Yeah.
I think some of the folks that are going to be on here, Nick Nolte, Ron Perlman, Jameel, Judith Light, Chloe Sevigny, they're all going to be in future episodes of Poker Face.
Yeah, Ellen Barkin.
Right.
Mm. Wow. A whole, yeah, this is going to be John Ratzenberg, Steve's best friend.
And I really like that Poker Face stars Natasha Lyonne's Charlie as a female schlub. We need more representation. I say as a female schlub.
We need to normalize female schlubbiness.
Yes.
She's very much like Columbo, you know, except for the, you know, the overcoat, whatever you call those things.
A trench coat?
That thing.
Describe her schlubbiness for those who haven't seen her in this.
She's wearing a trucker hat, aviators, a robe outside of the house.
Well, she lives in a trailer.
Uh-huh. Sure, yeah.
Seemingly next door to some weird guy, but seemingly like out in the middle of nowhere. Mm. And she drinks beer a lot.
Yep. She drives a Plymouth Barracuda.
I used to have a buddy with a barracuda. Yeah.
Yeah. Normalize female schlubbiness.
There's a t-shirt, Holly.
Yeah.
You telling me that wouldn't sell like hotcakes?
You know who was kind of that way was Mayor from Easttown. Very, you know, kind
Kate
of
Winslet
like
in that. Yes.
I don't care, you know, like just slap on some lipstick. I'm ready for a date.
Yeah. And you're used to seeing Kate Winslet more as a, you know,
glamorous.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Yes, well said. Very approachable. She's like any woman you would see if you were in that part of Pennsylvania at any given diner.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Very approachable. I like that. Normalize female schlubbiness.
That's good.
What are your thoughts, good. Holly, on unshaved armpits?
That's fine. Do what you need to do. You do you, man. Yeah.
I feel like, you seeing that, Donna?
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes I'll trim my armpit hair. I don't like it if I see armpit hair coming out of a guy's shirt.
Oh, yeah. Sure. You don't want a tuft.
There right now.
Yeah, you don't want to see a clump, you know, of deodorant.
Well,
either.
You get the clump of deodorant, and a, you know, clump. Armpit hair has different textures. And so sometimes you get the tuft of straight armpit hair with a clump of arid triple dry on it.
You know, sometimes
it's a little,
sometimes I don't have really hairy underarms. Remember, I've trimmed them live on the show before. I was at my home studio, but I just went and it's great. It really leaves you feeling clean after. But sometimes I'll blow dry them.
Okay, great. Please tell me not at the gym.
No, those guys there, when someone just throws a foot up on the counter and they are doing the, they paid extra for the undercarriage dry. I'm like, guys, come on, man.
Have you actually witnessed that?
Yes.
What?
People blow drying their body parts, not a foot up on the counter, but a guy with a blow dryer at the gym. You have hair on the top of your head, and then you have hair elsewhere in certain situations, and then they're just blow drying everything.
But wait, that hair dryer belongs to the gym.
It is property of the gym.
Okay,
but,
what if something flies onto the edge of it, then the next guy.
It does, Donna.
Ew!
No, it's blowing stuff. It's blowing the hair away from the body. There's no direct contact. I think there's actually a rather low opportunity for hair transmissions.
I mean, are they using a comb?
No, they're not using a comb. Some could, but they're not. No, it's just when you're looking for like a blowout.
So to speak.
Anyway, watch Poker Face. It is on Peacock, and it's good. Unless you find Natasha Lyonne annoying, in which case you probably won't like it. Thank you.
Did you shave your legs today, Donna, or yesterday?
I did.
Yeah, because you're like an all the time, even in the winter, you don't let your grizzly side come out.
If I see a stray hair on my like knee or something, I'm like, oh, I'm disgusting.
Yeah.
I am anti-hair.
I heard a little bit, it was on Instagram, of the wonderful Wanda Sykes. She was talking about randomly finding like a neck hair. Or like they came out of like right under her chin, and she was like, oh my gosh, this, it was like, you know, long, like an inch long. And she's like, how long has it been there? Who hasn't told me about this? Mm-hmm. You know, hair's growing weird places,
that's
gang.
Funny. Sure does, Steve. Thanks for your vulnerability. When we come back, let's do a little, I don't know, 40 year movie review.
No, it came out late 90s, 99. Oh, okay, 24 bad. Years later, I watched Galaxy Quest starring Tim Allen and Sigourney Weaver. I will give you my overdue movie review next.
Hey, guys, welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Time for an overdue movie review.
Woo! We like that title.
Very.
It's good.
That's fun. But It feels like it needs an open, though. You know, and we pride ourselves in being the show with the most opens.
Overdue, Buffy prefer.
But and it could. I want to work in Holly somehow into this intro,
sure.
That she is sort of the pop culture, the movie aficionado. She's
sure.
You know, we need to, because she's ultimately leading this class. You know, Donna, you're like
I'm a teacher's assistant.
There you are.
Thanks.
You got the professor up front, and then you got you. You're trying to get credit, thinking you're going to go somewhere.
Right.
Are you just actively squeezing collagen into this drink right now? Donna's doing collagen shots.
Yeah, I sure am.
Ooh, healthy.
Thank you.
Tastes pretty good, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Looks like tar.
It does look like tar.
Or liquidy syrup.
It looks like oil. It looks like car oil.
That's it.
Yes.
Like when they pull the dipstick out,
yep.
They show me the dipstick. They show a dipstick. Like I'm going to be like, ah, I like where that. I like how it's sort of half oily, but not totally opaque. And I love where it's at on the metal thing. Are you going to hand me the metal thing? Do I take that home? Is that proof that I came here? Or are we going to put it back in? I don't know where it goes.
And don't show me my air filter. I don't care.
I've never been to a place. I kind of want to try this. I want to get a brand new air filter, drive around for a week, and then just see if a place that's going to change, just like an oil change place, if they're going to try to sell me a new air filter. I feel like they're always trying to sell me an air filter.
I know. They'll show it to you and be like, okay, look. And you're like, yeah, it's still white.
Yeah.
It's got a little dust on it. Chill out, man.
I once went years without changing my
furnace filter. Ooh, that thing gets nasty, though.
Yeah. Holly, you have no idea.
Oh, this Holly. Thing was... And when you have one under your house in a crawl space.
You find a rodent in there?
There were hairs. There was like fur. I have a picture somewhere that I can show. It was unbelievably dirty, this air filter in my house.
You're lucky you didn't start a fire. Thank
I know
you.
My wife has asthma. Oh. You know.
He does?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're going to get to this movie review.
Albuterol inhalers. What do you want from me?
I was reading something yesterday. I know you want to do that fragrance throughout your house.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very bad idea for someone with asthma in your home. I'll hang up and listen.
Some people would say there's just a price to pay for things smelling good, looking good, right? Beauty is pain.
But wouldn't you be sneezing all the time?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you know, from the fragrance?
I don't think so.
Like walk into your house and go...
yep.
It's
a good way to keep people out.
No, you know, I had a Bath & Body Works candle ripping the other day. People came in, could immediately smell, but it was like, oh, it smells nice. Those Bath & Body Works candles are the most potent, and I mean that like just powerful candles that you can buy. The three wick Bath and Body Works are really unbelievable. In fact, the one thing that's really holding me back from getting this whole in-home air filtration fragrance system that they use in a lot of stores and hotel lobbies and things like that is will I smell it enough? You know, that's always my fear, is that I won't smell it enough. That's why I spray so much cologne.
And now back to the show.
Thank you. I had a lot more to say on that. I watched Galaxy Quest.
Yay!
Galaxy Quest came out in 1999, starring Tim Allen and Sigourney Weaver, most notably. Sam Rockwell, very enjoyable in it as well. Help me now. The guy who went on to play Monk for all those years.
Oh, it's Shalhoub. Tony Shalhoub
is in it also. I ended up watching it in a few installments.
Okay.
A little bit on the treadmill. I quickly realized that there wasn't the window of time that I was looking for if I wanted to gather all the kids around. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to start chopping this up.
Okay. And maybe it wasn't proper for the kids.
You know, it was actually, I'll give you my Pruderson review right off the top, but then get to what I overall really liked about the movie. There's a bit at the end. The only thing that was really objectionable, if you have kids in your room, mine being 3, 7, 10, and 12, is the final 8 minutes of the movie. Any scene that Sigourney Weaver is in, her boobs are out.
That's what I thought. Okay.
You know, and it's just like,
well,
you know,
they're not fully exposed.
There's her outfit rips, and then one of her breasts in a bra, in a brassiere, is out that whole time. So it's just so that's a little dodgy. Anyway,
a brassiere,
as it were. Come on, Holly. Keep it classic,
okay.
Sister.
So, overall.
Anyway, but overall, I think I really enjoyed this movie. I will say this. I didn't find it terribly funny. I didn't laugh much at all.
Oh, my God. I laughed out loud so many times.
But I found it fun and enjoyable. I found it light. More than it was funny, it was light. Now, my what made me laugh were the whoever these other space creatures were that end up essentially, they come upon Tim Allen and his fellow cast members from imagine like a Star Trek show that is now off the air, but they're going to Comic-Con every year and going to just signing headshots, hanging on to the pinnacle fame of their career from this space show. Well, at one of these conventions, kind of like a Comic-Con, these people dressed up like space creatures come up and they're like, oh, we need to talk to you. And then they start talking to Tim Allen and he's like, all right, guys, yeah, you know, okay, here's my autograph. Let's buzz off, whatever. They come to his house the next day and they're like, no, essentially, there really is a spaceship. We live on a different planet and you are our commander. Then Tim Allen has to convince his fellow cast members that this is real. They're already ticked off at him. He shows up late to these autograph signings. He always got the most attention out of the show. And he was like, no, guys, really, there's a spaceship. You need to come with me. And then they show up and they end up going and they find themselves in a real space battle. That's kind of the goofy off the wall premise. Yeah. Who made me laugh the most was probably who made you laugh the most. And it's this space creature.
The guy with the like short bangs who's.
No, well, it's the, like the leader of the group. And this guy ended up being in, was it Just Shoot Me? I think he was in Standby. Hang on.
I'm trying to think. Is he a space creature or just an alien guy?
He's an alien guy. Enrico Colantoni. He played Mathisar.
That guy?
Yes.
Yeah, hilarious.
And he is so funny because he has like, and we need you to come to our, you know, it's just everything that he said was very funny. And when Tim Allen would respond and he just had this very flat but pleasant look on his face.
You didn't laugh?
I said he was the funniest. He was the comic relief. That was anytime he was talking, oh, Verona, I need you. And then they clapped like this on top. And then at one point he went to laugh. Tim Allen made him laugh. And he said, oh, and then he paused and went, oh, no, 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 no. So that was funny. So the alien aspect of it was funny.
It was
fun. It was throwback. It felt, you know, 80s, 90s nostalgia. And overall, I liked it. I enjoyed it. And it gets in and out fairly quickly, too. In about an hour and 40 minutes. Some other faces that you'll know from this. Rainn Wilson, of course, The Office. Justin Long, who plays the nerdy fanboy, who ends up playing a pivotal role there.
Who plays the
Alan
woman?
Rickman is in it. The late, great Alan Rickman, who my kids know and love as Snape in the Harry Potter series.
Oh, sure. Who plays the woman with the really short bangs?
That is Missy Pyle.
Okay, she's very funny, too.
Oh. Oh, we need you to come forward. It was very funny how they talk.
That. It's got me back.
Well, I thought he made a really funny choice. This Enrico Colantoni, how he chose to do that voice was just very comical. So I quite liked it. And in fact, I think I would give it 7 out of 10.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Not too generous.
Not too generous.
Not loved.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. And again, I found it more fun than funny. But I also found myself actually interested in the plot. Like, how's this going to end?
Nice. So, I don't even remember how it ends.
They come back to a convention.
Okay.
And they return safely, but via spaceship crashing into a convention. So the people at the convention are like, this is so bad, hey, man.
Oh, yeah, because they think it's part of the convention.
And in fact, the spaceship has crash landed on Earth. And then one of the green, scary guys, the monster is trying to kill him, also comes out of the ship, and then they end up killing him there on stage. You know, the crowd goes wild.
Oh,
the
cool
special effects are amazing. And they're like, no, we just thwarted what would be an alien invasion.
Got it. Okay.
I'm glad you
like it. Okay, so Holly, we need a new assignment for Steve.
Yes.
Now,
Did we
predetermine that Fargo is the movie that I have to watch? Now, that is a decidedly different tone than our first two, which was Clue and Galaxy Quest. We can pivot from that. Any other
pivot
thoughts? I will yield my time to you ladies to determine what it is that I need to watch.
I think it's time to pivot, Steve.
Oh.
It's time to watch Fargo.
Yeah.
The classic Coen Brothers. What would you even call it? It just stands alone. It is a movie unto itself. defies genre.
Okay, now I'm going to say this out loud. The first time that I watched it, I watched a portion of it.
You can cover your eyes if you want when you're watching it.
I remember, I remember Blood and Snow. I think that's a part of it, right? Blood, don't you see Blood and Snow at some point? Or maybe that's a transferred memory that I have.
Yeah, you do eventually. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like I remember being bored. Maybe, does that mean I wasn't locked in and really paying attention to it possibly?
How old were you when you watched it, Steve, first time, Fargo?
I think that would have been maybe about 10 or 15 years ago.
So you're saying you were in your 20s?
Like mid-20s, maybe. I feel like I was in Anaheim when I watched it.
Frances McDormand gives one of the best film performances in the history of cinema as Marge Gunderson in the movie Fargo.
Really?
It is so essential that you watch her performance.
I mean, plus, you know, Minneapolis.
Yes.
Bloomington, remember that hotel? What was that called? The Thunderbird or something?
Yeah.
The hotel?
Yeah, lots of local Easter eggs. They eat at an Embers.
Yeah.
Huh, okay.
It's kind of fun if you watch it.
Yeah, I'll see it through a different lens now that I live here, too, for sure.
Yes. And you'll recognize her character. You'll be able to see in so many people you maybe have encountered before.
Mm-hmm.
People get real mad about the accent.
Sure, don't you
but
know?
But guys.
Yeah, let's get real.
I mean, hi.
Do locals contest that it's a bit hammed up, the accent in the movie?
Yeah.
But okay.
It's not.
But we who have moved from the outside.
Right.
Who entered your planet from the other world.
This is especially true if people in northern Minnesota have, you know, more Minnesotan accents.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and she nails it. She just nails it. I'm excited you're going to watch this.
Yeah.
Woo! Okay, now, in case Phil, unpaid intern, is listening.
Oh, yeah.
Steve has until next Monday.
Yes.
To watch this movie.
Save your pretty little fingers the energy of sending emails on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Saying, he watched that. Oh, he worked out. Did he watch Fargo yet?
Chill out, Phil.
Come on, Phil.
Jeez. All right,
anyway,
we gotta go.
I feel good though, completing things. And even though I didn't love Clue and but I liked Galaxy Quest, still just completing something. It really does bring a satisfying thing. And I am not great at finishing things. You know this about me.
We're so proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being hashtag warrior.
It'll be time for us to take a break now. When we come back, two celebrities, one nearly hit by a car, one fully hit by a car.
Mm.
And big names from across the pond. I'll tell you who and sort of recount what happened. That when we return, it's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Producer Holly Roberts with us as well. This is our last segment together.
Holly, you must be pretty upset.
You've broken up
at the
over
end
this.
Of each of these hours with us where you're probably like, have you stormed into B. Arthur's office and said, no, I need more of that and I need to be on with them the whole time?
I go into the bathroom alone and I cry for 3 minutes. I pull my feet up so nobody sees me.
That's all that yoga that allows her to do that.
Yeah. Okay.
I started joking around with a yoga pose the other day and Holly started yogi-ing almost immediately. She was
really?
Try vinyasa and chinyasa or whatever.
I have a friend who
knows
just
the stuff.
Stands on her head. Just very, it seems easy.
But it's only because they make it look easy.
Right,
because they're so strong and skilled.
Good for you, man.
I have to go.
No, you have to stay because you have this segment.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
I will now read to you from the U.S. Sun. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here comes some Beatles puns. Get back moment. Paul McCartney, 80, nearly run over on Abbey Road crossing.
Oh, I think I heard this story from his daughter.
Came out a few days ago, yes.
Yeah.
Subtext here, they write, Paul McCartney gets a hard day's fright as he's nearly run over on Abbey Road. Who wrote this? U.S. Senators?
I know, right?
The former Beatle, 80, almost needed help after an Uber driver whizzed past as he posed on the famous zebra crossing at Abbey Road. I mean, let us go dark for a moment. Thank God that he did not get hit. But wouldn't that have been tragic if trying to pose for the picture
and
he died there?
Yes.
Oh, mercy. Yeah, this Uber driver, he's out there. And there's some photos on the U.S. Sun's website as well. Also, just thesun.com is how you can go there. But he was with his daughter as she was filming him recreating the 1969 album cover. She was doing this as a part of her documentary about the North London recording studio. So I wonder if this is like, is there video? Will the video of this make it into the documentary if, in fact, she was video recording at this time?
Don't nobody know.
We will soon find out. But yikes, just a scary moment. So happy that he's okay. But again, I couldn't help but think of how tragic it would have been. How sadly poetic. If he would have died there.
I'm glad he didn't.
Very.
Wow, you went real dark real quick.
Yeah.
Well, the car almost hit him. It's not like there was someone selling candy canes and I said, yeah, but imagine if he got hit by a car there. There was a car that whizzed by him and almost took out Sir Paul. Some people think it was being driven by John. Now I tell you another story about someone else from the UK. Okay. Ireland's a part of the UK, yeah?
No.
Not anymore.
No, they don't. There is serious beef between those two countries.
What?
Steve.
I am Irish. What? Who should I be mad at?
Well, the British, maybe. And then the British. There's a whole thing. Go read a book.
They didn't want to be part of the British rule.
I mean, it's just, oof. It's a thing.
Well, now I'll tell you this.
By the way, I watched CBS Sunday Morning with... What's their faces? And
I'm going to need just one more detail for me to latch onto this.
Two Irish guys from Banshees of
Colin Farrell and the
other guy, Brendan Gleeson.
There you go. They are adorable, so cute. But again, they're referring to this movie as if it's a comedy. There's nothing funny ever in the movie ever. Thank you.
See, I'm almost getting baited into watching it because I'm just curious. Did Donna totally miss it? In the same way that when she watched the Mighty Ducks reboot Disney Plus series, she tapped out after episode one because she said it was making her feel anxious. Friends, they were trying to put together a ragtag group of young boys and girls to play hockey. And Donna tapped out due to anxiety. However, she can binge murder on Dateline without any pause.
Okay.
No anxious feelings. So I just wonder if maybe, is there a chance that you... read it the wrong way,
maybe.
Went in with a different lens,
no,
and then didn't get it?
They're just categorizing themselves as a comedy slash or musical, whatever, blah, 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 as a strategy to get the Oscar nominations, because the competition maybe isn't as stiff as it is on the other side.
But that's a Golden Globe thing. You know, Golden Globes, that's best dramatic and then best, like, comedy. There's always, with the Golden Globes, there's always this... There are weird movies that are categorized under comedy that really aren't. Like The Martian was years ago.
Fargo could have been categorized as a comedy.
It's a very dark comedy. The same as The Banshees of Inisherin. It's not a straight dramatic picture, but it's a very bleak comedy, I would say. There's humor to it. If you look hard enough.
At the ridiculous premise, I suppose.
Well, exactly.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then maybe if you go in with that lens, some of the dialogue hits you now funny as opposed to dreary.
Sure. More stupid. Like, okay, that's totally stupid.
It feels like that could be a tagline for our show, too, what Holly just said. There's humor in it if you look hard enough. That works.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the show.
Conor McGregor from Ireland, famed MMA fighter. Boxer, internet personality, whiskey owner, etc., was hit by a car while riding his bike in Ireland. And here's what's interesting. He gets hit by a car and then almost immediately starts recording. Like, pulls out his phone to document. And he's on this windy road that just in Ireland that feels like, okay, like there was a bright sun. The sun was out. A guy turns a corner. You know those moments when you're kind of blinded by the sun?
Yes, absolutely.
And just goes and kablammy hits Conor McGregor, who was riding his bike on that two-lane road as well. And he says, like, got a bang of a car just now from behind. That's Conor McGregor. And that's what he said.
Thank you.
And then he went on to say it was a sun trap. The driver couldn't see me. Full speed straight through me. Thank you, God. It was my time. Thank you, wrestling and judo. Also, having an awareness on the landing saved my life. So then I start watching this video. And the guy's like, are you okay? And he's like, no, it's okay. Like, I'm alive, whatever. You know, you didn't see me. You could have killed me. But he's keeping it peaceful. And then the guy's like, is there anything I can do to help? And he's like, no, buddy, God bless. And then he's like, well, you know what? My bike's pretty banged up. Can you help me with the bike? I'm going to need a ride home. Then Conor McGregor continues the video. And now the guy who just struck him with his vehicle is in the driver's seat. And Conor McGregor's like, oh, what a day we've had, mate, huh? The guy just bloody, you know, blew right through me. God. And the guy's driving with a look like,
why are you videotaping me?
What if we didn't film this part?
Yeah.
What if we just talk and we're all happy? Kill you. You're happy. You're alive. But it doesn't seem like he's going to sue. It doesn't seem that way. I don't know. Mm. But it was wild video to see. And truly, I mean, anytime car meets bike, it's the car has a decided advantage. And if you can get out of that seemingly injury free, and certainly with your life, it's a real fortunate situation.
He should have gotten checked out. I mean, you don't know what kind of internal injuries you might have. You can't see them. Listen, I'm not trying to be Mike Bryant of Bradshaw and Bryant. But sometimes these injuries don't show up until weeks later.
Yes, you know? That's why an insurance company wants to knock on your door the next day. Hey, here's a $1,000 check. Sorry about the pain and suffering, but sometimes your pain doesn't kick in and you're like 2 weeks later, like, why does my back still hurt?
Right.
And that chiropractor already spent all that $1,000 now.
Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
Goodbye now.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Holly.
Off to cry in the bathroom.
All right.
Holly. We'll miss you.
All right, we'll come back. Mike is going to have a dirt alert, then we'll have a little bit of music news for you. That's next.